Toni Braxton paved the way. Now can her sisters follow in her path? Here's Cherise Saunders with a report.
The Braxtons are the most anticipated group to come around in a long time. Judging from the success of their sister, Toni, Tamar, Tawanda, and Trina Braxton are hoping to carry on the hit-making Braxton name with their own album, So Many Ways. Hi, I'm Cherise Saunders with the Radioscope Report on the Braxtons.
When we were all together and LaFace Records just signed Toni, she promised us that if she would make it, we would make it, and that's just what's happening, and we're very happy and blessed that we have a sister such as Toni.
By now, everyone knows the Toni Braxton story, a minister's daughter who sang in the church choir, had a group with her sisters, and now is LaFace Records' leading lady. Now, those sisters, 18-year-old Tamar, 21-year-old Trina, and 22-year-old Tawanda, have landed their own deal and are hoping to make a name for themselves as the Braxtons. After Toni left the group for solo stardom, the threesome joined her on the road as her background singers. But it wasn't singing with Toni that made them want to pursue a singing career. They've been dreaming of this day since childhood, and it all started with the toilet paper song. Here's Trina.
My sisters hate when I tell this story, but I'm really gonna tell you guys. Well, when we were younger, Tamar was like 2 or 3 years old, and she was sitting on the toilet, okay, and there wasn't any toilet paper on the roll, you know. So she was like, well, somebody give me some toilet paper, and we all go into the bathroom. She has the toilet, so we all just go in there. We'll be like, did you look under the sink? Did you look under the sink? And I can't see, I didn't see nothing. So they made a jingle. Somebody, you know, just made a little beat to it. Somebody give me some toilet paper. So we just started harmonizing. Somebody give me some toilet paper in the bathroom, sitting all lined up on the bathtub rail, singing, somebody give me some toilet paper. And you can hear my personal, they're sitting in the back just laughing, you know. I thought it was really funny.
No, everywhere we went, after this happened, everywhere we went, my mother used to make us sing that song. We would go to family functions and she would make us sing it. Come here, sing the bathroom song, sing the toilet song.
Somebody give me some toilet paper.
And we had little leads. Tamar did her lead.
Somebody give me some toilet paper.
A long way from their toilet paper days, the Braxtons are now making their way up the national charts with So Many Ways, the title track to their Atlantic Records debut. Here's Trina and Tawanda.
Well, it's called So Many Ways because there are so many different sounds on the album. They like to say that I'm pop. They call me Little Diana. And Tawanda, she's like very, very adult contemporary. She's an old soul, as you can see. And Tamar is so R&B, that should be her name. And you mix it together, you got an album.
Trina being pop, Tamar being R&B, and me myself being adult contemporary, it actually shows in our personality. So when you listen to the music, you actually listen to our personalities.
Braxton's were brought to Atlantic by Tony's ex-boyfriend and Atlantic Records A&R VP Bryant Reed, who serves as executive producer for their project. In addition to some of the original tracks produced by such hitmakers as Jermaine Dupri, Daryl Simmons, Tricky Stewart, and Sean Hall, the trio added their own spice to two old tunes, Climax's I'd Still Say Yes and Diana Ross's The Boss. But if they had it to do all over again, they say they wouldn't have cut remakes for their first release.
We were thinking about how we shouldn't have two remakes on the same album, but those two songs were very strong songs, you know, for each of the artists that did it before we did. They were really nice songs, and we just thought, you know, we should put the Braxton's flavor to it, and that's what we did.
Music is their passion. The Braxtons say they have more in mind than just singing. They'd also like to be a triple threat producing team and are also setting their sights on Hollywood, maybe a movie or a sitcom. Whatever they do, they say they want to do it together. With the Radioscope Report on the Braxtons, I'm Cherie Saunders.
Radioscope. The Weekend Edition.